Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh, today was a day, you guys. What a week.
It was a day, and I'm glad it's over, that part.
Oh, you and me both, and I'm sure Rudy is too, because you could call him Rudy the Fireman, because boy, was he putting out fires for me today.
Good job, Rudy.
It was fun to sit and watch you sweat it out there for a while, man. I got to admit, there was a little bit of entertainment value in it, because I knew it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, not only do you have that in-the-moment sort of deer in headlights look, but there's also a look on your face that's like, this is really going to come back to bite me in the A on Tuesday when Ryan has to hear this whole train wreck.
Oh, the best part is this will be comedy gold for everybody listening, but I know, much like a parent and a child, mm-hmm. I will hear about it for probably the rest of 2020.
Yeah. Well, what Ryan will need to keep in mind, and we'll tell him this, is that you truly did a great job this week. Monday through Thursday, people said, and we both said a B, like you did good. And I just think you jinxed yourself.
I did. And again, it was 100,000,000% my fault, because I did the cardinal sin of checking my phone while we were doing a show.
Yeah. Don't do it.
And I mean, yes, am I glad I saw it, because I ended up seeing that my dog got hurt, Finley, and mm-hmm. I had to take the proper steps to get him cared for. But I just wish I wouldn't have seen it, because it just launched me into a spiral. And then, like Rudy said, I like to think that I'm okay on my feet, but today was not one of those days. I was all over the place, and one thing happened, and then that led to another thing, and then I immediately thought the conversations that I'll have with Ryan when he gets back, and oh.
Yeah, watch any team that implodes in a big game, and they will tell you all it takes is one thing, and then it's just an avalanche.
Yeah, I'm the Minnesota whatevers. Mm-hmm. You can call me whatever Minnesota team, yeah. And I am the Minnesota whatevers. Had a strong game, like the Timberwolves, and then in the fourth quarter,
Just over. Yeah. Totally blown.
Oh, well, somebody who did not blow a huge opportunity was Tony Hawk. Did you guys see this?
This is so cool.
Oh, this is so sweet. Tony Hawk, legendary skater. He ended up having somebody reach out to him, a FedEx driver, because this FedEx driver had a six-year-old run up to him and go, do you know Tony Hawk's address, right? You know Tony Hawk's address?
Oh,
Could you just go ahead and give this to him, send it off to him? I don't know it. So, well, he, of course, didn't know his address. He put it on social media, and one of the best parts of social media is it got to Tony Hawk.
So I'm doing my delivery route today, and I see this little kid chasing my truck. So I pull over. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk? He goes, can you mail this to him? Tell him it's from Cooper. And I just thought it was adorable. Obviously, I can't mail it to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address. But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan.
Hey, Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk, and I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already, and as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard, this one right here that I'm riding. All right? Thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime.
How sweet is that?
That is awesome. I've always heard just he's such a great guy.
Yeah, the best. Not only is he a super sweet guy, but also gives back to the community, builds skate parks for kids. He will donate anything that is Tony Hawk related that he can get his hands on. He donates it to underprivileged kids. Just seems like a good guy that everybody loves.
Yeah, you could like hang out with him.
Totally.
And he would just be like a normal dude.
And I wonder if Rudy was just like me growing up and played his video game.
Oh, Pro Skater 2.
Dude. Yeah. And the best part is, Rudy, I'm going to blow your mind. They're bringing it back.
Of course they are.
Yeah, first and second version of it.
Yeah, because everything that was awesome when we were kids is having a big resurgence right now, because we finally got like a couple of nickels to rub together and we can spend money on stuff. Remember when you were like, Mom, I need Tony Hawk's Pro Skater? She'd go, no, mm-mm. I'm not buying that for you. Now we can buy as many as we want. Because everybody's rich. Even the poorest are rich.
Well, compared to back in the day.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing is we're just realizing the new things that people had aren't that great. Like the stuff that's new now, the 90s really hit it out of the park.
Yeah, not a lot of stuff nowadays will have sort of reverence in 20 years.
I told Rudy this story yesterday.
You never know.
My mom got her refrigerator. What was it like? The refrigerator's been around since I was a kid, probably even before that. 36, 37 years long with this fridge, Des. The freezer just went out.
Oh my gosh.
My refrigerator in my house is 10 and a half years old, and it is going out as we speak. I mean, it is literally going.
Hang on, my hot pockets, they have to stay fresh.
I'm like, come on, you've got to bear with me, fridge. And she's so bummed out. I said, that's just a sign of the times. Things back in the day were just built better. They're built better.
There's probably something to be said about that.
Yeah, plus you needed three dudes named Gus to probably get your mom's fridge into her place. Nowadays, like all you need is like one, you know, wafy model and a dolly, and they can get those things in. Like, they're super. I carried my beer fridge down my stairs the other day.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, picked it right up and brought it down by myself. So it's not that bad.
You guys, I know, are familiar with this song. Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out.
Oh, I love it.
Here's a little example.
The time has come for me.
We all know it. We all love that song. Well, when she was given this song by Nile Rodgers, who co-wrote it, and the idea, and they did this together, he just basically came out right now and said when he showed it to her in 1980, she had no idea that coming out was a gay thing. In fact, she hadn't even heard of Coming Out of the Closet.
And now it's like the anthem.
It is the anthem. It is the song for any situation. And he basically is joking about it now, going, Diana Ross had no idea. He's like, you know that means, like, we're coming out of the closet. This is, I'm coming out. Here we go, world.
I want the world to know.
And Diana Ross is like, what is coming out of the closet? What are you talking about?
She's like, but I'll sing it. That's cool. Whatevs.
She also had no idea what a Puff Daddy was when he stole that music and used it for his own song.
Yeah.
Oh, right? I mean, just ridiculous. I mean, over the top, just stole it completely. Our big boss is walking by, so I got distracted. That's my ADD.
Imagine that.
Again, our big boss. She was waving at me. What am I supposed to do? Ignore her?
Oh, the big, wave. Big boss.
Oh, the big, big boss.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think I just put in a good wave for us.
Okay, good. It better have been your best wave.
I mean, it really was.
Don't embarrass us any more than you already have today.
I honestly think Rudy should just take over the podcast from here.
It's a good thing you're wearing your best Pink Floyd shirt today.
Hey, she was wearing like what looked like sweatpants, so I don't feel too bad. I don't feel too bad. She looked like she was in her... Oh, no, they weren't sweatpants. I lied. They were overalls. Yeah, very different.
Wait, what? How do you mess up overalls and sweatpants?
I meant sweatshirt. She had a sweatshirt underneath
the
overalls.
What
is happening here? Oh my gosh.
She has a sweatshirt underneath her overalls.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Just, I don't care.
Sounds adorable.
That wasn't our boss, was it? That was actually a farmer who walked by.
How did you know?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. You made fun of my outfit all day yesterday. Uh-huh. My Adidas, you know, the stripes down the side.
I dream about snacks.
Yeah, I think it's so cute. I'm like, it's totally cool. I'm driving yesterday after I picked up the kids from daycare, and there were two probably 13-year-old girls, and I was in the exact same outfit as one of them.
Do you think that she immediately saw you and went, we'll burn this when we get home?
I was sitting at a light, and she was looking at me, and she, like, smiled and waved, and I'm thinking, why? That's what a nice girl. And then I looked down at myself and I looked at her. I'm like, wow, her mom shopped at Costco for her and I shopped at Costco for myself.
Did you realize in that moment when a teen is wearing it that you've outkicked your coverage on that?
No, I actually thought, see, I told you it was cool. So I wanted to tell you guys, if a 13-year-old girl's wearing it, it's classic black. You can't go wrong. It's cool.
Yeah, there's something about that where you see somebody else driving the same vehicle or wearing the same thing, and you're like, hey, we're simpatico.
Look
like, we're buddies. I get it. I see somebody in a Jeep, and you're driving a Jeep, and you give the wave. You're
yes.
Like, hey, Jeep buddy. Like, hey, tracksuit buddy.
Yeah.
You also don't like to wear regular clothes. Right? Hey, we're the same.
And I can tell you're not going to work out, girlfriend, me either.
Look at you. I mean, Dez has lived pretty much all of 2018, 19, and 20 in workout clothes.
Yeah,
and
it's
has
true.
Gone to work out like for 4 weeks.
I went from the juicy outfits, the little zip ups and like the terry cloth outfits. You guys know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Ryan remembers them because I wore them every day.
Every day?
Pretty
Did
much.
You have I had that many different ones?
A pink one, kind of a light, kind of almost a brown one. I had two black ones. I had a navy one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a lot.
And you just wore them every day?
Well, a lot. I mean, I'd sometimes mix it up. I mean, I dressed better probably back then. When I get up this early. But now it all just kind of switched into the yoga pants and the athleisure wear. Yeah.
She was also on the road with Missy Misdemeanor Elliott for a long time. So she needed to look the part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, obviously. Boy. I can't unsee that tracksuit. I can't unsee it, Des. Well, I just wish you would not wear it.
Good. I want you to not see it. It's okay, not good. For you. Good. You don't get to see it. I take it away.
Who is it for, then?
It's for me.
Okay. Well, I think we should just wrap this podcast up because I've got nothing left to give.
All right.
I've got nothing left to give. Do you guys have anything else?
I guess not.
We're at 10 minutes. That's a solid podcast. Okay. And it's pretty much just going to talk more about me screwing up. So I think we're good.
I feel like there could be a Bloody Mary with my name on it somewhere right now. I feel like it's been earned.
Oh, you've earned it. What did you do down there? You just picked on me the whole day.
That's right. It takes a lot of energy, buddy.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. Well, I'm going to wrap this beast up early. I mean, this is Memorial Day weekend, and I think we all need to recover from this.
That sounds phenomenal.
Rest for 3 days, and then we'll see you on Tuesday. We'll see if you're going to be back and just fighting shape.
Do you think that Ryan will let me in the building on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, he's pretty much in charge of everything now, and he is that guy who's like, no. Nope, you don't get to come in. You need to learn a lesson. We're going to spray you outside with a hose. To take it. No, Rudy, get the newspaper, bat him on the nose.
Oh, you'd like that, though.
Yeah, we'll get the spray bottle like a cat.
Oh, keep you out, man. Okay, well, I mean, there's no making up for this apology, but I am sorry for today. I'm sorry for this podcast. And if you missed what we're talking about and all my screw-ups, have no fear, because Rudy saved it all, and we're going to talk to Ryan about it on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.